Hello and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the only podcast made by Chicago real estate brokers for Chicago real estate brokers. My name is DJ Paris and welcome to the show. And today is our monthly Learning with a Lender series with Joel Schaub from Guaranteed Rate. And let me tell you a little bit about Joel. If you are unfamiliar and have not heard any previous episodes, Joel is Vice President of Lending at Guaranteed Rate. He has been doing loans at a high level since 2003 and has gotten to that level because of what he does directly for agents as well as clients. He gives part of his commission back to the buyer on every transaction. Last year alone, Joel gave back over $244,000 in closing costs to buyers who worked with him, and that put his volume in the top 0.1% of mortgage brokers nationwide. And out of 370,000 loan officers in the country, he was ranked number 181. Year to date, Joel has closed over exactly 159 transactions as of yesterday for just under 51 million in closings. And he is here with us today. Let's say hello to the biggest Cubs fan I know, Joel.
Hey, thank you so much, DJ. I appreciate the kind words. And like I always tell people, it's not about me. I want to make this very useful and educational and help the agents on the call. So I appreciate all the numbers and telling them what I do. But it's really a chance for me to give back and actually help grow business. And I've seen so many things over the years that if I can give a little bit of knowledge here, it'll go a long way.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's the intention and purpose behind this show, is to just provide value to the industry. But I will say on a very specific level that Joel just recently helped my friend Karen buy a home in Wisconsin. And she could not have said nicer things about Joel and how professional and quick and he got the deal done. So I can say from experience, working with Joel is a good idea. So if you're not currently working with a lender that you like, obviously give Joel a shout. He's great.
I appreciate that. And at the end of the segment, I'll make sure that people have good contact information. And it really is vital that you're working, whether it is with myself or another mortgage professional, just somebody that actually cares about you. I can't work with every agent. Okay. I wish I could. And for me, it's about partnering and finding people that really want to grow right now, whether you've done 5 or 6 million and you want to bring it to 10, or whether you're doing 10 and you want to bring that to 15 or 20, using some of the tools. I never thought I could get to a point where I would close $7 million in a single month, but that's what I did last month alone. And we can share some of these tips and secrets and just things that really may resonate with the agents out there, so that they know that if they want to connect with me, they can absolutely have me as a partner.
Awesome. So what are we talking about today? What's on the agenda?
Well, I want to make sure that right now we're seeing a little bit of a lull in the market. Agents are telling me properties are staying on the market longer. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
And you're seeing that the buyers that already wanted to buy have bought, right? So there's less buyers that are out there.
Right.
So what I want to do is give the agents some things that they can do to actually stay active and connecting with their old clients. Okay. So the number one thing that you can do is not be transactional. The way I've gotten to my level of business is it's not about closing one transaction and moving on.
Right.
Right. So as agents, how can we stay in front of the past clients that we have helped in a way where you're not calling them up and saying, "Hi, do you want to buy another house? Hi, are you looking to sell your house?" Right. That doesn't work. But if you could give them, help, and you could call them and tell them a couple of things that are going on about the market right now. We've seen agents pick up new deals on it. And you were telling me some of these interesting stats about the amount of equity that are in properties right now, right?
Yeah, I was just reading an article on CNBC that homeowners are sitting on $6 trillion in available cash as home prices have risen kind of nationwide over the last 2 years. It's essentially more cash. It's 21% more cash is sitting on the sidelines than in before the crash in 2006. So pre-crash, we still have more equity in our homes at this point today.
So what will that allow us to do? I'll start with it being on the lender side, and then I'll actually turn it into something that absolutely agents can do and that would help them get additional transactions. So what does it mean? There's a lot of equity in these properties. And it means if a client had bought a property in the last 2 or 3 years and they did not put 20% down, what do they have? They have mortgage insurance.
Right.
Right. And so it's one of those necessary evils. If you don't have 20% down, you still get a mortgage, but you're going to be carrying an extra $100, $200, even $300 a month of PMI or private sure. mortgage insurance. And once you get into the house, sometimes you forget that the value has gone up. So right now, what we're helping clients do is go back and anybody who did not put 20% down, sending out an appraiser to their house at no cost and seeing if we can get a higher appraisal so that they could literally save, again, $100, $200, $300 a month. And if we end up having enough equity, I do a $350 flat fee closing for that client. That means from underwriting, processing, even that appraisal cost, the buyer pays just $350. And if they're saving $100 or $200 a month, would you pay me $350 if I turned around yes. and sent you $100 every month for the next 30 yes. years? Yeah. And so we don't make a lot on these. This is just a value add. So here's one of the things that agents have been doing. I have one gentleman in particular that took his entire database and just called them and let them know that, hey, the house that I sold you when you bought it for $310, it looks like right now that value is up. And he doesn't quote specific numbers, but it makes him look good. And he says, I know that it might be a good time for you to reach back out to your lender to see if you could drop mortgage insurance. And
huge.
Think about that call, right? Think about what that
did. I will tell you, when I bought a condo in 2005 or six,
right.
And I had PMI, and I ended up refinancing a number of times over the next 10 years just because it always made sense. The only reason I ever knew to do it was I saw a news story. sure. No one ever, my realtor never reached out to me, and my lender never reached out to me, and I would always have to call going, should I be refinancing? And eventually I was able to get out of the PMI situation, but no one told me. So great opportunity for the agent.
It is. This agent in particular was a Bear and Water agent, and he called 22 people, and out of it, he got two new listings. So let me.
There you go.
Out of that, we ended up doing one or two refinances for clients, but the number one thing that it allowed him to do was deliver good news. And that's what I like to kind of set the tone when I'm having a relationship with a client is, can I call them back and deliver something to them that isn't me asking for business? And that's what sure. I want these agents on the call to think about is, this is a perfect opportunity. Do you think you're slow this week? Were you slow last week? Are you trying to get new deals? Well, call people that already like you, right?
Exactly.
So these are ways that you can go and get your list of past clients and say, now would be a real good time to reach out to, you know, Jim, your lender, or whoever it was that closed the transaction and see if you could eliminate that mortgage insurance. My numbers show that you paid $310,000, and right now properties in your neighborhood are going for $370,000. What a good call.
Yeah, and even if they did put 20% down, it still might be a good refi opportunity. So it's just a huge opportunity to just stay in touch.
Right. So the second portion of that would be a cash out refinance, even if the market rates are up right now. We've seen rates go from 3.75 at about this time last year to right now they're hovering around 4.5. Okay. Meaning on a 30-year fixed, 4.5 is probably still a lot lower than what they have on, say, a credit card, et cetera. So and
sure.
It's not like 2005 and 06 where everyone was just taking out all this cash to pay off credit cards. This could be an actual smart move for somebody that is sitting on $20,000 or $30,000 of credit card debt and is paying $400 or $500 a month just to cover the minimum payments. If they took out $20,000 on their mortgage, it might increase their payment by $40 or $50, right?
Yeah,
sure. What a change that would be for somebody. And then all of that interest is tax deductible, whereas none of it on the credit card as tax deductible. So another opportunity right now for agents to call back clients and deliver good news about higher values and then provide something of value.
Yeah, I think that's such a smart opportunity. Where do you see rates? Do you have a sense of where rates may be heading? We know they just increased. Do we feel that this guarantee rate have a thought about where they see that going?
DJ, let me get out the crystal ball, right? Yeah. I would have a larger boat. This is my old joke, right? If I knew where rates really truly were going to go, I would have a much larger boat. I would know the market in a way where it's more than just a prediction. But all joking aside, we know that they're just going to continue to grind slowly higher.
Sure.
We've already seen a big jump. The market is not anticipating another spike, but we won't see any opportunities for them to have a big drop either.
The economy is doing well, and so there'd be no reason to.
Today, the 10-year Treasury just peaked over 3%, and that put us at the highest rates that we've seen since May of this year, right? Mm-hmm. And right. So there's a lot of economic data that goes into these mortgage rates, and the underlying issue is simply there's a lot more things that could have the market go up slightly than anything that could have these rates get back down into the threes that we saw in years past. So all is not lost, right? If rates continue to go up, it's going to get buyers that were on the fence off that fence.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Great analogy. And let's talk about, and I just want to talk very briefly back to the partnering that you do. You have brokers that you've worked with, because I think there's a lot of brokers out there who, as they're starting to build their business and getting into those numbers that you were mentioning, they start to realize they need strategic partners to do some different initiatives. Can you talk a little bit about what you've done with some of your brokers?
So next week, I'm going to be setting up coffees with folks that want to reach out to me. And it's as simple as joel@rate.com. Say, I'd like to have coffee. Okay. So joel@rate.com. And what I'm doing for my realtor partners is something that's way different. Okay. And people know it. I closed $7 million of mortgages last month alone. And it was one key factor that everybody got, and that was I used part of my commission on every transaction I gave back to the buyers. Right. So yes. Realtors that come over that don't have somebody that's truly in their corner, it's like this. Call my guy Joel at Guaranteed Rate. He's been a VP of lending there for 14 years. And when you mention my name, he's going to cover the closing costs. So I give a $1,500 credit that covers our $1,200 in fees. And on most transactions, it'll also even cover the appraisal cost. So we're making a lot less on every transaction. I'm just doing more transactions. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have a similar model here, obviously not on the lending side, but we have a similar structure at our company. We make a lot less in every deal, and we hope that keeps people pretty happy, and it seems to work for both of us. So
here's some of the things that'll help an agent if they're new to the business or they want to grow by actually partnering with somebody that puts their files first. What I've seen in the last, say, 60 transactions that I've done is a rapid clear to close turn time. So I take a file that comes over on the contract and I order the appraisal right away. Since I'm paying the cost of the appraisal, that means I'm not waiting on inspection and I'm not waiting on all these different issues to be cleared. I have an average turn time start to finish of 12 to 14 days. And if you're an agent on the phone and you're sitting here wondering about a file right now, and you're wondering, I wonder if that bank's going to give me the clear to close. They promised it last week, and now there's another delay. Think about what it would be like if you were actually partnering with somebody that did the exact opposite. They reached out to you and said things are done sooner, and the file could be clear to close weeks before the contingency date. And that's what we're doing. And we're setting it up in a way where these agents can then go move on to their next transaction, get a signed contract, get it over to me, and my team of eight, literally from start to finish, gets it through underwriting and has a true clear to close in about 14 days.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And like I said, I've seen this firsthand with Joel, with people that I know that have used him, and everyone has a very similar impression, which is Joel's great. And obviously it's reflected in his numbers and his success, and also his generosity. Being on this show is also indicative of his generosity. There's nothing in it for him to be on this show other than to provide value to the audience. And we really could not appreciate it more. There's a lot of lenders out there. Joel was the first one to sort of come saying, I need to be on the show. I have to be doing this every month. And we couldn't appreciate it more. So please give him an opportunity if you are a broker out there, or even if you're just a consumer out there looking for a lender. Obviously, he'll work with you either way. Joel, one more time, what's the best way people can reach out to you?
So next week, I'll be setting up coffee appointments for agents that are literally looking for a lending partner, right? Somebody that'll actually do things for them. And right. Some of the things, not just the clear to close in 12 to 14 days and giving back part of my commission to the client, which is actually a really good one when you think about, hey, call my guy. He's been there for 14 years and he can get the bank fees waived. That's a real good connection. But things such as doing broker opens where we could deliver food and drink to a new open house or a broker open that you're going to do. It's all about giving back. I got to this level by truly giving, and it's this model of giver's gain. I don't want people to know how much I, know. I want them to know how much I care. As simple as it sounds, that's how, if you look on Yelp or any of these review sites, every review that's ever been written is a 5. Right. I don't have 4s, 3s, or 2s. In the mortgage business, it's really easy for these agents and mortgage guys to have bad transactions. And we stay ahead of it. We teach, we educate, and go ask your lender, do you have 100% 5-star rating? Like, does every single client, would they rave about you? Or was it just okay? Did they just do a good enough job? We want them referring more business back to the realtor. So when they get referred over, I say the realtor's name no fewer than 5 times during the transaction when they're happy with something that I've done, such as your appraisal's in, the value is good, and we got it in 4 days. They go, wow, that's amazing. And I say, it is amazing, but it's the reason that you got me was because of Jim or Susie Realtor. Can you right. make sure that anybody you know that's getting ready to list connects with Jim or Susie? That kind of thing.
That's okay. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. So joel@rate.com, and I'll give my phone number. This is one of the things I have no problem taking phone calls at 6, 7, 8 at night. As you can tell, I love mortgages, kind of like almost in a dorky way.
Sure.
Right? I never say, thank God it's Friday. I lied. Today's Monday, and I still love getting in here because I work Saturdays and Sundays. And, over 50% of the transactions happen on a weekend, and you need somebody that'll actually give you an updated letter and is willing to help you
sure.
on a weekend.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
So the phone number is 773-654-2049. And then an email is joel@rate.com. What we're trying to do is work with agents that want to grow the business. And I have some real proven strategies to get additional deals. And if you're just looking for something different, somebody that's actually been at a company for 14 years, go figure. In the mortgage industry, that's like 100 years.
It is. And also, I'd like to say that if you have, as a broker, if you have questions for Joel on our next installment of Learning with a Lender, you can email us. You can email us at Jen. She is our producer, Jen@keepingitrealpod.com, or you can actually submit it through Facebook, Keeping It Real Pod, or our website, keepingitrealpod.com. Send us rate, not so much questions necessarily about what's going on with rates, but any questions on the lending side. Joel is the expert. He will answer those too. So on behalf of Joel and myself, thank you for listening, and we will see you again in a month for our next Learning with a Lender episode. And we love this series, and thanks again to Joel for being on the show.
Guys, it's genuinely my pleasure to help and give back. And we'll see you again next week, DJ.